Hey, everybody. Welcome to our first episode. We're super excited to get our podcast going. And today we're going to be really talking about why you're still looking for answers, the difference between really managing symptoms, treating disease, and actually creating health or getting to the source or the root cause of things. So we kind of want to answer the question, is there someone who can finally help me understand why I still don't feel good? If you've ever wondered, why am I so tired all the time, even when my labs are normal? You're not alone.
And if you're dealing with symptoms like brain fog, hormone imbalances, or autoimmune issues that no one can fully explain, you're in the right place.
Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Lane, doctor of acupuncture, Chinese medicine, and functional medicine.
And I'm Kay Michelle Schroeder, a national board certified health and wellness coach and a certified autoimmune disease specialist.
Together, we help you uncover the root causes behind your chronic health concerns,
so that you can finally understand what's going on and take back control of your health. All of you listening, have you ever left a doctor's appointment and you had normal labs and you had a prescription, but you had absolutely no understanding or no idea why you still feel like crap or what you should actually do about it? So you go in there, they tell you your labs are good. Maybe you're just getting older. Maybe it's just that time of life, you're in menopause, or you're too stressed out and you've maybe even taken medication and you know that the side effects are almost as bad as what you're getting treated for. So you don't really love it, but you don't really know what else to do. You've gone out, you've done some research, you've tried a few diets, tried different things you've heard on the internet, tried some supplements, but everything you've done just hasn't really worked. And I think maybe the best way to illustrate this would be, I'm going to just tell you about a 45-year-old woman who came to talk to us. And I'm going to tell you kind of what her symptoms are. And then I'm going to have Justin just tell you how he would go about investigating this and what he'd be looking at and how that's maybe different or the same as your typical doctor. So we have this 45-year-old woman. She comes and she's been gaining weight steadily over the last 5 years. And over the last year and a half, she's put on 15 pounds, but she's still exercising. She hasn't, according to her, changed anything about how she's eating. She has digestive problems, meaning she says she has tummy issues. Foods don't really work that well. She does have a history of, you know, her doctor told her she has IBS, and she also has a history with some gallbladder problems and a few things in her history that way. As a young adult, she noticed that her blood sugar is kind of uneven. She has, you know, quick drops in her blood sugar and gets hungry really fast. But this rapid weight gain got her attention, and she just needs to get some help. She really wants to get help. And we need to know, like, she's exercising. She tries yoga, Pilates. She walks every single day. And then another little symptom is, you know, she's not recovering as well as she used to off the exercise, and her body aches. She's got some swelling and different things like that. So Justin, take it away. Tell everybody what it is that you're going to investigate with her, or what you would investigate with a person like this. And then explain maybe why they didn't get those answers or that investigation with their regular doctor.
Yeah, so that's a great story because it's such a common one. We hear this every day in our clinic. And a lot of it comes down to basic, like listening. When I ask my clients sometimes what makes a good doctor in your mind, the answer I get the most often is, oh, someone that listens. So the barrier is very low for physicians to actually make a good impression, because most traditional physicians don't have a lot of time. They don't spend much time with their clients. They have 5 minutes, maybe less, maybe a little more, depending. It's a labeling and drugging session, essentially. So you have enough time to hear symptoms and to write prescriptions. And that is often what primary care physicians are doing, because to investigate the cause of things, you need to be an investigator. You need to be curious. You need to ask the question, why is this person having a symptom? And we're giving a drug to treat the symptom, which might be fine in the short term, but long term can create much more problematic health. And it doesn't get you well. You just get on more drugs and you're not feeling any better. So
really quick, you said something that I think is worth repeating. You said something about like getting to the cause, like what's causing the symptom. Do normal doctors really think about cause, or are they more likely to just think about how to manage the symptom? And I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Oh, for sure. It's managing symptoms. The model, the whole model in primary care is really excellent for urgent care and emergency medicine. When you're talking about treating symptoms in an acute care environment or trauma, we want to be in those facilities if we're in an accident or in an acute situation. So treating the symptoms has its place in the medical system, and it does its best work in urgent care and emergency medicine. But outside of that environment, it has a very poor outcome for people. If you consider getting on more, five or more medications by age 55, winning, then we're winning. I mean, we are the most over-medicated culture on the planet. 70 to 80% of the pharmaceuticals consumed worldwide are in America. So we have a drug problem, so to speak, legal and illegal. And so the drugs, that's the issue, is it's the whole model is set up to write prescriptions, do surgeries or injections. It's all about treating symptoms. So there's no real investigation into the cause. And that's the problem, is we have a medical system and a population that we're just throwing money, more money and more money, and we're getting sicker and sicker. It's not the money. It's the approach. It's what we're actually evaluating. So for your example there, this is a common thing. And a lot of folks are told they have IBS because the doctor doesn't know what's wrong. The endoscopy or the colonoscopy through the back hasn't shown anything physical. There's no tumors. There's no polyps. There's no ulcers. Maybe there's a little inflammation we can see, but there's not much there. So, you know, you go to a GI doc and they did the test and you're fine. There's nothing there. It's IBS. We don't know what's causing it. It's irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome in reality is an undiscovered or undiagnosed infection or autoimmune condition usually in the gut. And so that's usually what we're seeing, is people are being dismissed. They don't know what's wrong. They don't feel good. They're not getting answers. They don't feel listened to. They don't feel heard. And they're frustrated and confused. And we all want answers. When, you know, we don't feel well, we want to know why. Most of us do. And so that's really how we start to approach your care, is we spend more time with you. Number one, we're spending a good 30, 45 minutes initially in a consultation. And we're really trying to figure out what's the source of this? What's the cause? Is it an emotional pattern, which is, as you know, neurologically? Is it the thyroid that's not functioning? So as your example, you know, someone who's gaining rapid weight over a fairly short amount of time, and they're exercising and they're doing what they think they should be doing, they may have some other metabolic issues they're just not aware of. And when you go to primary care, let's use the thyroid as an example. When your doctor in primary care tells you, we're going to evaluate your thyroid, what that really means is we're going to evaluate one or two, maybe three, maybe four, if you're really lucky, out of 12 markers in your thyroid panel, because those are the ones that insurance will pay for, and those lead to a medication. So we're really not getting to the root cause of anything with thyroid. We're medicating it and we're sending people out the door. What most people don't realize is 90 to 95% of people that have hypothyroidism or low thyroid, they're not producing enough thyroid hormones. The cause of it is an autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's, autoimmune hypothyroidism. So it's an attack on the thyroid gland over months and years, and it progresses to the point where eventually you have symptoms and you can't function. You're not producing enough thyroid hormone. And so the doctors don't evaluate that part of it. They evaluate the part where you need the medication. And that is important. That's something we can agree on. If you're not making enough thyroid medication, you need to take thyroid medication because your body needs it to function. Now, which medication we use, that's up for debate. That's sometimes trial and error. But that is that much of the whole story of autoimmunity when we talk about thyroid, for example. Because really what is causing people to feel unwell is they have these triggers that are inflammatory that are causing them symptoms, and they're dragging the immune system down and they're weakening their body over time. And these are lifestyle triggers. These are things that we want to be aware of, that we have some control over. When you start to really look at what's driving, you know, the symptoms, that's when you start to dig in at more depth and breadth. And so that's where you find the answers.
Yeah. So I'm just hearing you say that you're, instead of asking the question, okay, what drug do I prescribe to get rid of a symptom, where you are different is you actually ask, what is driving the symptom? What are the causes, maybe even lifestyle causes, or what are the triggers that are actually happening to create this problem in the first place? Not just how do we turn the problem off?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we want to get to the source of it and then resolve it. And then it's not a problem anymore. It's not in the pharmaceutical business model. That's unfortunate. But, you know, that's why we're here, is because people are, as a culture, we're struggling with chronic health and chronic disease. It's been well documented. We've gotten sicker over the years, not better. We put more money, not less, and we're still getting horrible outcomes. And so you have to do things different, and you have to create a different movement and a different approach to get different outcomes and different results. So, yep. You know, I would say probably, Michelle, that in this country, we have about 330 million people. About a third of those, let's just say 100 million, they'll probably do whatever primary care tells because they believe what the doctor says. They believe the doctor has their best interest, and they trust him. So they're going to do what he or she says, no questions asked, no doubt. You probably have a third of the country, another 100 million people, that are very distrustful of primary care physicians or primary care system, let's say, and they will seek out alternative care. They'll seek out complementary medicine. They'll seek out what I call, you know, really traditional medicine is what we're practicing, holistic medicine. You know, modern medicine is only 100 years old. It's very new on the scene compared to Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic medicine, which is over 4,000 years old. So in any event, you know, we want to focus on what's driving symptoms. And so if you have 100 million people that are distrustful in primary care, they're looking for other solutions. Or they're open, you know, they don't want to go to primary. I'm probably one of those. I would only go to a doctor traditionally if there was an emergency. Now, I know what I know, and so I take care of myself. But
yeah.
And yeah, I think a third of people who are truly on the fence, they're open. Their eyes have been opened. They've had an experience either themselves, either, you know, in the medical system, or they know people that have, and they're like, yeah, something's not quite on the up and up. I'm open to something else, you know, and most of us need to combine modern medicine with, you know, traditional, you know, Chinese medicine or Ayurveda. You can't rely on just one. We have to integrate them for different reasons.
So Justin, earlier you said to me, one of the things that functional medicine does is looks at lifestyle changes. So tell me a little bit more about the importance of lifestyle change. Once you're done investigating causes and you actually are trying to come up with a solution to people's symptoms, tell me a little bit more about that lifestyle change, kind of your opinion about it, your attitude about it.
Yeah, so it really depends. Lifestyle changes are different for everybody. The triggers are different for everybody. So for one person, it might be the food that they're eating, right? Certain foods that we're eating are medicinal and food is poison. So for many of us, we need to stop poisoning ourselves. What do I mean by that?
I like to say either what you're putting in your body is causing inflammation or it's reducing it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another new way to conceptualize it. Yeah. Because your food is your medicine. That's the belief that we have. Food is also poison. And so for many of us, we need to stop that first. And that, you know, a lot of that is around what we're eating. So sugar obviously is a huge one because it's added to so many things. And there's a lot of sugars people don't think are sugars that are sugars. So the not so obvious sugars. And for some people, that's a primary driver of inflammation. I mean, just think diabetes at the extreme end, where you have someone on fire, essentially. They're inflamed and, you know, it's consuming their joint tissue. It's leading to arthritis. It's leading to dementia and Alzheimer's. It consumes brain tissue. So think of extreme. That's an extreme example. But if someone's diabetic, it's like a fire raging around their body in different areas. And so that consumes tissue and it creates certainly more problems, more symptoms. And for others, it's not the sugar as much, although some people feel that right away. Some people are pretty body aware. So they'll eat too much sugar and they'll feel it immediately in their joints. They'll feel puffy. They'll feel tired. They'll feel more sore, more pain. They don't know it's aggravating them. And other people are less aware. They've just been living their life a certain way and eating a certain way and doing things a certain way for so long. And they're just not aware of the connection between what they're eating and how it's affecting them physically. And so certainly that's reinforced usually in primary care because primary care physicians don't talk to us about nutrition. They don't get very much training on nutrition. And if there is a nutrition conversation, it's lip service and there's very little help with actually implementing the changes in what to do. So there's really not a conversation about nutrition. I mean, I can't tell you how many clients I've had who've told me that their doctor has said, it doesn't matter the food you're eating. It doesn't impact your health. And I'm like, wow, what planet are we living on? Certainly it impacts your health. So that's part of it is food. Food is one of those big things where we all have to eat. And so there are certain foods, depending on what's going on with our body, that can really cause more problems. And so sometimes we're just not aware of those. We're just not aware of what that is.
Yep. And there's people that actually, some of you that are listening might even be in this category where you actually have become aware that food might be a trigger, and you've gone and listened to people on the internet, and you've gotten all kinds of different protocols, and you've tried different things, and then you're just left kind of with information overload, feeling a little bit overwhelmed, kind of not sure what you need to do, or like you might have all or nothing thinking where it's like, I either do this protocol or I don't. And you just get to the point where you're kind of so sick of it and you're just lost in the minutia of the whole thing. Or you have really unrealistic expectations. Or maybe you try something for a while, but not long enough. Or it gets unsustainable. And so that's kind of where health coaching comes in. This is why Justin will send people over to me as a health coach, because I can help with all of that, all the whole mindset behind that. We can kind of figure out, like, what are we aiming at here? What kind of dietary things have we figured out give you the most bang for your buck, so to speak, or the most traction away from your symptoms? How do we reduce inflammation? And then I help you design a plan that is actually meeting you where real life ends. Mm-hmm. So we take steps into it. So one of the things I always tell people is do not think of this as I'm going to do a protocol and I'm going to be well and I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing before, because the things that got you where you are clearly aren't working. And so that's kind of a philosophy the two of us have, is we're going to get a lifestyle change that's permanent. That's really the focus I have when I'm doing coaching, is let's meet you where mm-hmm. you are. Let's identify first steps, smallest steps, move into it, look at it like an experiment, come back with feedback. How is it helping you or not? Where is life meeting it? Change the design of the plan if we need to get it realistic for you, and then move you down the road.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And so it really depends on what the focus is for our clients too. And, you know, what's most important to us is what our clients' outcomes are. So I might run blood work with somebody, and generally speaking, we run a lot more comprehensive blood work than primary care. So when our clients come in and they say, hey, I went to my doctor, I have labs, they said everything's fine, red flag immediately. What did they test for? What were they looking for? Were you prepped properly for the testing? And let's see what they ran. And I would say 10 out of 10 over the years, we're never getting comprehensive labs. We will never get a full thyroid panel, for example, with all 12 markers, because...
Why is that? Why is that? Why don't we get a comprehensive lab? What's wrong with our system?
Well, yeah. So a few reasons. One, insurance doesn't pay for the whole panel. They deem whatever they deem to be medically necessary, which might be one marker or two. That leads the doctor to the diagnosis and the prescription. So in primary care, that's what's medically necessary. You need to diagnose and you need to prescribe. So it's a pharmaceutical business model. What most people, I think, are becoming more aware about, or at least know at some level or feel at some level, is essentially, let's just say that we're all wilting plants. I use this analogy all the time in my office. We're a wilting plant. We have symptoms. And whatever those symptoms are, that's what got us to the doctor. The doctor says, great, I'm going to maybe run a little bit of blood work, and then I'm going to diagnose and prescribe some medication or injections or surgery to address your symptoms. And so we do that, and we paint the leaves green of a wilting plant. There's no conversation. There's no discussion as to what caused this symptom, what's behind it, what's at the root cause. That's not part of the diagnostic paradigm. It's diagnose the symptom, treat the symptom, move on. So when we look at the root cause, you know, we need to look at more depth and breadth of health, much more comprehensive look at your health. And so that's not something insurance pays for. We have a sick care model. We react after the fact. We're not proactive largely as a culture. We're not proactively doing things like eating healthy, for example, or exercising, or, you know, doing the basic things that would provide better health, because it's not a part of the pharmaceutical business model. The model is a pill for an ill, from the cradle to the grave, and creating a customer for life.
I like to say the model is, I'm taking my car in because I have a light on that says something's wrong with my car. And then the guy says, well, let's shut the light off.
Yeah.
But they don't investigate like what caused the light to turn on. And so the thing never gets fixed. And we're driving around in our bodies without the problem being fixed, but we don't see the light.
And I would add, the human body is a lot more complex than the car in many ways. So With a car, you
absolutely
know, it's a little easier. Sometimes with humans, you're dealing with multiple systems going sideways simultaneously, which less likely to happen with a car. Still can, obviously, but the analogy is there. So
can I make another analogy on that, though? I'd like to tell you another analogy I have on that. So our bodies are more complicated than a car. But sometimes when you're in functional medicine and you're addressing things in a certain order, and sometimes let's see where we land when we've addressed this. And I've seen a lot of clients get a little frustrated sometimes because we're doing something in a certain order and it's not happening fast enough. And they want this symptom fixed. And we know that in order to fix one symptom, we have to kind of address this thing first. Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about the proper order. And if somebody out there is a little frustrated because they've already tried getting all their digestive stuff fixed, they've done all these different protocols. Maybe they don't eat any lectins. Maybe they're on a low FODMAP diet, but they still have issues. What do they need to know about the order they're going in here?
Well, yeah, that's super important. It's like the right order at the right time in the right way. And so again, we're tuned into people's outcomes. What do you want to see in your health? What are your goals? How's that going to make you feel? We want to know what's most concerning. If you came in with 10 symptoms, right, they're probably all connected. That's what we investigate. But what's most important to you to get your life back? What are the top one or two things that you want? So is it pain relief? Is it I want to have more energy? So it's nice if we could just use one little pill or supplement and make that go away. But you have a symptom like fatigue, for example. We have many causes. You could be tired because you have a chronic infection. You could be tired because you have low thyroid. You could be tired because you have blood sugar imbalance. You could be tired because you're iron deficient, and on and on and on. So we have to get better foundational data so we know your basic core physiology, which you don't get that in primary care. They don't run enough labs to give you a complete picture of your foundational health. They skip a lot of things that are important to know about. And so that's the first challenge, is the evaluation. Getting a proper evaluation in primary care from a functional perspective is not going to happen. They're going to run the labs that insurance will pay for, that'll give you medications and procedures. That's the whole point. It's a pill for an ill. So it's by design. As a society, we're in a culture where we're getting sicker and sicker and on more and more drugs. So, and that a lot of that's by design. We're living longer too. And that's also by design. It's more in the profit for the pharmaceuticals to be sick and on drugs and living longer. So that's all by design.
Living longer, but not living better.
The order is important, and it's different for everybody. Sometimes we have to heal the gut before we do a liver detox, for example. Or we have to heal the gut so we absorb better, so we get more out of the food. It's not what we're eating, it's what we're absorbing. And a lot of us don't absorb very well. So the order will depend on the goals of the client, what they want as their outcome. And you know what we need to do to get the outcome is going to have to resolve some of these symptoms. But we may have to work like a symphony. We have to work with different, you know, brass winds. So we may have to look at your digestion. We want to manage stress because these are all related. You can't isolate the human body. It's all interconnected. So the order will be determined by the outcome.
I like what you just said about interconnection. That's in our medicine practices of today, it's allopathic. I go to the gastroenterologist when I have a problem with my digestion. I go to the neurologist for something different. I go to various different types of doctors and they almost never cross over and actually tell me how this is interrelated.
Yeah, I think that's a good point you bring up. So traditional physicians are often in their own silo. They don't talk to each other. They don't communicate about a patient. You know, though I have three medications, they don't know what the other doctors added. So it's this total chaos system. And really what we do, we're like systems-based biologists. We're looking at systems of the body, more like an engineer might look at things. So we're looking at systems and how they're interconnected. So if you do a little tinkering here, you can expect something over there to change. But we work in phases too, because a lot of our folks have a lot of things going on. And so it's like, let's focus on the most important things first, and let's work in phases over time. And then things start to resolve that way so that we don't get overwhelmed. We eat an elephant one bite at a time.
And as the phases are outlined, we also identify lifestyle factors that give the most effect on that particular symptom so that your whole body can work together. And a lot of times I find that people just really don't understand the value of a lifestyle choice. So I think if we were to sum up what we're talking about today, we have a couple things going on. One is, I think primarily, we have a system that doesn't work for chronic illness very well, or for symptoms that are all interrelated but seem to have different causes. So we're getting allopathic care. Go here for one thing, go there for another, instead of all the interrelatedness of it. We also don't have the general idea or the belief that foundational support is necessary. The way you live your life matters, and not enough support. I mean, we have a lot working against us with our lifestyle. We could go into that on another podcast, but we don't have the support we need to make those foundational choices in an easy way. So we need support through coaching and knowing what to do. And then just the whole thing of not getting to the actual reason something is going on, and people not being given the information. It's like we go to experts and they tell us what to do, but we have no clue why. And therefore, we're all over the place checking out all kinds of information, into information overload, don't know how to apply it to ourselves, don't know what to do first, second, third, fourth, or for how long. So I think this is what I think is the main problem.
Yeah, it just adds to why people come and see us in the first place, because they're feeling confused, they're feeling unseen, they're feeling unheard. They don't know what's wrong with them. They want to get to the root cause. They want some answers. And they don't want to live on pills the rest of their life, or surgeries, or these injections that, you know. So there's a real genuine curiosity about what's happening and, hey, what can I do to empower myself? Those are the folks that we love working with, because they know something's not right. They know the answers they've been getting aren't quite resonating on that frequency. There's more to the story. They just don't know what it is, and they don't know who to go see about it. And so, you know, when we get those people, it's like, let's get you clarity, first of all. Clarity is power. We want you to have the power back. You want to be empowered in this medical system, not disempowered. This is a very disempowering medical system. You're told, take this, do that, see you later. Like, there's very little empowerment. So that's what we're doing, is we're trying to give you the power back by teaching you and empowering you to be the CEO of your own health. So you have a better handle of what's going on. And more importantly, you know what to start doing, and taking consistent action is what's going to get you there. So that's really kind of revolutionary when we look at the standard model of care, which is all reactionary. Yep. It's just, oh, I got this, take that, do this. There's no proactive anything. It's just read and react and hope for the best. Yep. And it's just horrible.
And one thing I really, really want to kind of close with today is the fact that you have a very intelligent body. It knows how to heal. You just have to be able to give it the right things at the right time, in the right way, in the right order, which means that you can take confidence in the fact that you're not doomed to feeling this way. There is help available to you, and you don't have to feel lost in this system anymore. There's places you can go and team members you can employ to help you.
Exactly. Take charge of your health. You just got to take the first step. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. We're really glad you're here.
If you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, confused, or just tired of not having answers, and you know something's not right, just know there is a reason and there is a way forward. You don't have to keep guessing or figure this out on your own.
If you're ready to start getting real answers and understand what's really going on in your body, check out the links in the show notes to learn more about working with us.
And if this episode helped you, be sure to follow the show on your favorite podcast platform or subscribe on YouTube. And share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And just a quick reminder that the information shared in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for medical advice. We always recommend working with a qualified healthcare provider to determine what's best for your individual needs.
We'll see you in the next episode as you continue to take control of your health.